Chapter 3. In Goldman Sachs We Trust. The recondite problems of Federal Reserve policy were not the only questions that were agitating Wall Street intellectuals in the early months of 1929. There was worry that the country might be running out of common stocks. One reason prices of stocks were so high, it was explained, was that there weren't enough to go around, and accordingly, they had acquired a scarcity value. Some issues, it was said, were becoming so desirable that they would soon be taken out of the market and would not reappear at any price. If indeed common stocks were becoming scarce, it was in spite of as extraordinary a response of supply to demand as any in the history of that well-worn relationship. Without doubt, the most striking feature of the financial era, which ended in the autumn of 1929, was the desire of people to buy securities, and the effect of this on values. But the increase in the number of securities to buy was hardly less striking. And the ingenuity and zeal with which companies were devised in which securities might be sold was as remarkable as anything. Not all of the increase in the volume of securities in 1928 and 1929 was for the sole purpose of accommodating the speculator. It was a good time to raise money for general corporate purposes. Investors would supply capital with enthusiasm and without tedious questions. Seaboard Airline was a speculative favorite of the period, in part because many supposed it to be an aviation stock with growth possibilities. In these years of prosperity, men with a vision of still greater prosperity stretching on and forever naturally saw the importance of being well provided with plant and working capital. This was no time to be niggardly. Also, it was an age of consolidation, and each new merger required inevitably some new capital and a new issue of securities to pay for it. A word must be said about the merger movement of the 20s. It was not the first such movement, but in many respects it was the first of its kind. Just before and after the turn of the century, in industry after industry, small companies were combined into large ones. The United States Steel Corporation, International Harvester, International Nickel.